We hope that you have found our time together this year studying the topic of worship to be meaningful, beneficial in your spiritual walk and in your desire to offer meaningful expressions to God of His worth. It's always been a primary focus here at Thompson Road, both historically, here in our 2020 vision, and looking forward into the future here in the church age, that worship would always be a primary focus in what we do. That our people would come together not seeking primarily to get something from the Lord or from each other, but that we would come first and foremost to present something, to offer something to the Lord that would be acceptable and pleasing in His sight. Once we have that foundation in place, once we have firmly grasped that as our primary focus, it's okay to recognize a secondary focus and realize that God too desires that we would receive something, that we would be enriched, that we would grow as part of our involvement in the church. And so we move this morning from that primary focus of worship to the secondary focus, learn. We focus on learning God's truth from His Word. And so even though worship is primary at all of our services, we give the fullest focus to it at our Sunday morning service. Likewise, learning is something that we want to take place at all of our services here at Thompson Road, but we'll give special attention to it at our Sunday evening services moving forward this year. Bible knowledge is so important, and it's very lacking in our culture. Sadly so, you've heard some of the statistics about how half of Americans don't even own a Bible, don't have one in their homes, how 80% of Christians don't read the Bible every day, and you've seen some of the statistics about high percentages of people who take these surveys and believe that Joan of Arc was Noah's wife, or that Sodom and Gomorrah were a married couple, or that the Sermon on the Mount was preached by Billy Graham. A high percentage of Christians can't name more than two or three of Jesus' 12 disciples. I hope you can. Can you name more than two or three of Jesus' 12 disciples? I'll give you a second here. But as you think, if you start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I'll just tell you that you're already in trouble, because Mark and Luke were not among the 12 of Jesus' original followers. It's so important that we have knowledge. The Bible says in the book of Hosea, God's words, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge. It's a problem in our culture. It's a problem in our churches. And so for the next handful of Sunday mornings, we'll be learning about learning. And if that doesn't sound particularly compelling to you, I just want to kind of stir up your interest in the topic this morning by reminding us that God has a special purpose for you. God has a purpose that He wants to accomplish through our church, and that is facilitated in part as we learn His truth. We can't do what He wants if we don't know what He wants, and if we don't know how to do what He wants, and if we don't know what to avoid. So learning is so important. Learning will help us grow as a church. Learning will help us to have purity of doctrine. Learning will help us to be formed into mature followers of Christ. Learning will help us to benefit from the many profitable truths of Scripture. And so many areas that we can learn and benefit and praise the Lord better as we look into His Word. And so this morning we'll talk about learning for church growth. Not many of us would be interested in having soldiers defend our borders who never went to basic training or skipped boot camp. You probably wouldn't want to watch the Olympics and see the athletes introduced, and when it comes to that athlete in red, white, and blue, find that it's not someone who's been through rigorous training, but just a guy off the street who feels like he has the right to compete. Not many of us would be excited about a plate of food put in front of us if we knew that it was prepared by a farmer who didn't do any studying on the safe use of pesticides or other growth treatments, and didn't really do diligent study about how to produce and prepare and harvest and process food in a healthy way to consume. These are areas that we want people to prepare and to train and to study. But we as Christians have a higher calling, and we are called to train, to be prepared, to have the knowledge that we need to represent not just our country but our Lord, to fight not just to defend physical borders but in spiritual warfare, to farm not just crops and animals but to plant spiritual seeds and reap for the harvest. And so it's important that we learn. I invite you first in your Bible this morning to 2 Timothy, and we'll look at 2 Timothy and chapter 2. Chapter 2, where Paul is going to use some of these metaphors, illustrations of the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer to indicate how ready we ought to be as learners and teachers of God's Word. Notice in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, the chain of learning. As we talk about church growth this morning, a lot of articles or books or videos that you'll see or read about church growth have to do with getting more people in. That's what not what we're talking about this morning, though that can and should be a fruit of our learning. When I talk about church growth, I mean that we as the church will grow as a people, as followers of the Lord, as we learn more. So we're learning for church growth. Look at the chain of learning as it's presented in 2 Timothy 2, 2. Paul writes to Timothy, and he says, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." A five-link chain of learning, and Paul is mentioned first here, the things that he taught to Timothy. But remember that Paul's teachings weren't original. He was very adamant about that in his letters. He wrote the Corinthians and says, I deliver unto you the gospel which first I received. And he told the Galatians that my gospel, I did not receive it from man, neither was I taught it by man, but it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Paul is very clear that his gospel, his scriptural truth that he wanted Timothy to learn was from the Lord. So the Lord is the first link on that chain of learning. The Lord revealed his truths to prophets and apostles, people like the apostle Paul. So those prophets and apostles are the second link on that chain of learning. And then Paul writes to Timothy and says, "What I have taught to you, you teach to others." Well, Timothy was an evangelist or a pastor. And so the third link on that chain of learning is of evangelists and pastors or teachers. But he doesn't say that the learning should stop there. What Timothy learned from Paul, he was to pass on to faithful men. So the fourth link on that chain is, it's not gender specific, faithful believers. Faithful believers that would learn from those pastors, those teachers, those evangelists. And notice carefully that neither does the chain end there. But there's one more link, because Paul says Timothy should pass it on to faithful men who would be able to teach others also. So that fifth link is others, from God to the apostles and prophets, to the evangelists, pastors, teachers, to faithful believers, to others also, a chain of learning. Then in verses 3 and 4 and 5 into verse 6, he's going to talk about how the soldier, the athlete, the farmer has to be diligently prepared so that we can play our role in that chain of learning in a way that pleases God. Those professions really do have specialized knowledge. I've overheard conversations before as a civilian between two members of the military, and I can understand half of what they're saying. If a pole vaulter told us about some of the technical aspects of his sport, I don't think we'd really get it. Or if a farmer really started to tell us about the detailed knowledge of his field, it would probably go over our heads. Well, it's so much more important that we as Christians have the knowledge, have the foundation of truth from Scripture, because those other professions of soldiers and athletes and farmers, if they didn't do their study, if they didn't learn what they should, they risk harming others, not because they're trying to harm others, but just because they didn't know what they should know before getting into those positions. We, however, risk harming others spiritually, failing our roles toward them if we don't learn as we should. As we talk about learning for church growth, let's look at a second passage this morning, and that is Ephesians chapter 4. Spend a few Sunday mornings in Ephesians chapter 4, and beginning in verse 11, we'll see reinforced once again that same chain of learning. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets. Who is that? That is God giving to the church some apostles and some prophets. So remember that chain. Once again, it starts with God. Then it goes to those apostles and the prophets. He says, and some pastors and teachers, or as Pastor Slutz has taught us, those last two terms there should be conjoined. They're read as one, the pastor slash teacher that God has given. That's the third link on that chain. And evangelists would be included. And then verse number 12, here's the purpose of this chain as it continues, for the perfecting of the saints. All right, there's that fourth link on the chain again, that the saints, that is believers, faithful believers, would be perfected. If you're looking at that word perfected, you understand that the old English there isn't really the way we think of perfection. It's the idea of equipping. A really good word to put in there, maybe you want to write it in, is that God gave, after the apostles and the prophets, through the evangelists and pastors, teachers, he gave these spiritual gifts and these spiritual gifted ones to the church for the equipping of the saints. And remember, saints just means a believer. And so that fourth link on the chain again, faithful believers. Why were those believers equipped? Notice that it wasn't just so that they could be good at Bible trivia, so that they could have heads full of knowledge, so that they could feel good about themselves. But verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. For the work of the ministry. The reason we come together as a church, the reason God gave us evangelists and pastors and teachers, is so that each of us, as faithful church members, as believers in the Lord, can learn. But we're not the final link on the chain. That learning isn't to end with us. The saints are perfected. The believers are equipped so that they can do the work of the ministry. And that's that fifth link again of ministering to others, of building God's kingdom by passing on what we have learned. Paul's going to use that image in the first few chapters of Ephesians there of a building. We remember the church is not the building, the church is the people, but it's interesting that Paul will talk about as those people come together and grow and are equipped and firmed up, that he uses the metaphor of a building, that as Jesus is our cornerstone, the apostles and prophets are the foundation, and each of us as living stones are built up as God is doing a work, and we'll take a closer look at that. That really impactful metaphor as we talk about the connect phase of our 2020 focus. But in the meantime, it's that this chain of learning that we find yourself on this chain, that if you are a believer, you need to be learning, but also you need to recognize that you're not the final link on that chain, that God gave pastors and teachers and evangelists. God has sanctioned these kind of church gatherings, even something like this where we can learn through a virtual format so that we can be equipped for the work of the ministry. See, a lot of churches, sometimes people refer to the pastor or the clergy member as a minister. And so that kind of permeates our thinking. So we come to church and we think, oh, there's the ministers and they're the clergy and then we're the laity. And so the ministers do the ministry. And so for Thompson Road Baptist Church, the ministry is done by the pastors. But that's not biblical. No, Paul's going to write to the Ephesians and say, the pastors are here to help the other faithful members learn so that we all, as a church body, can do the work of the ministry. Three ways that can be impactful. When you find your place on that chain and continue it into the next link, when you're learning and ready to pass along what you have learned by doing the work of the ministry, it has a few really powerful fruits. The end of verse 12, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You're familiar with that word edify. It means to build up. And so when we are equipped through learning Scripture, as we hear preaching, as we hear teaching, as we listen to evangelists, and we learn God's Word, we are equipped for the work of the ministry, and the result is the church is built up. The church is built up. When you learn, and you are passing along what you learn, you're talking to it about it to each other, and iron is sharpening iron, and you're edifying each other, the church is built up. We are strengthened as believers as we learn together. Verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith. So not only will the church be built up, but the church will also experience a greater sense of unity. We'll be more unified the more we learn together in this church setting. You know, there's something interesting about how learning together bonds people. If you can think back to your graduating class from high school, the class of fill in the year, you probably bring to mind some images of some people that you, at least at one time, had some pretty close-knit relationships with. And even reunions can go on for decades because that class is bound together. Or even, you know, a college class or a grade school class or even smaller things like a driver's ed class, a hunter safety class, the people you were oriented with at work. As we grow close together, one thing we don't realize that a big part of that bonding is through learning, that God causes learning together to bind us together, that as we experience together the joy of discovering new knowledge, as we experience together the increase of the wealth of knowledge already in our minds and share the common knowledge that we have with others that are learning with us, as we discover together the applications of that knowledge, that brings us closer together, and God has given that as a gift so that we as a church, as we are learning and as we are doing the work of the ministry, can increase in our sense of unity, the unity of the faith. This is the faith that was once delivered to us. It's in God's Word. And as we learn it together, we grow closer together. We come to church with all sorts of different ideas and divergent views of life and different perspectives based on the way we were raised or the way our individual minds work. But as we sit under Scripture together, some of that falsehood is winnowed away. And some of our misconceptions are corrected, and we learn more about the way life really is and what God really is like and what He truly desires of us. And the result is a people that are growing increasingly unified in the faith. So as we learn together, the church is built up. As we learn together, the church is more unified. And then as we learn together, the church also matures toward Christ-likeness. Very exciting as we look in verse 13, to all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The more we sit under preaching, the more we learn together as a church, the more we are exposed to those pastors and teachers and evangelists, as we learn God's Word, we increase in our knowledge of God. There's always more to learn about God. One of the beautiful things about this sacred book is that it's simple enough, it's accessible enough, that anyone can obtain a working knowledge of the basic truths of Scripture. And yet it's complex enough, it's deep enough, that the most brilliant minds could study it from age 10 to 110 and never plumb its depths, always have more to learn. And so as we learn, it helps us increase in our knowledge of God, and as we increase in our knowledge of God, verse 13, it helps to shape us into a perfect man. And again, the different sense for the word perfect, we have to understand it means a mature man or a mature believer. It helps us to achieve adulthood spiritually as we learn and we grow unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That as we learn together, we're increasing our knowledge of God. That's causing us to be more mature, and that's causing us to be more like Jesus Christ. That's our goal, to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. That happens in part as we learn about Him. that Jesus is our fountainhead for spiritual knowledge. He teaches us all things, and he is omniscient. He contains all spiritual knowledge. Well, we'll never be omniscient, but the more we learn, the more spiritual knowledge we gain, the more we become like him, and he uses that knowledge to fuel our pursuits of spirituality, our fight against temptation, and to make us more like him. So God gave us the opportunity to learn so that we could be able to be active in ministry and see him bring fruit in these areas. So a couple of challenges to leave you with this morning. One is that you can commit to become a lifelong learner. This message is for everyone. The learn focus is for everyone. Don't use a cop-out like, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Or don't say, I'm just at a stage in life where I've said goodbye to the classroom and I had my final graduation in terms of academic things. Don't turn off your spiritual mind in that way. Always be open to learning more. Be a lifelong learner. Seek to saturate yourself with the truths of this book. When we have an opportunity to learn here at church through some type of service, be involved in that. Get some spiritual materials like commentary. So as you're reading the Bible and gaining the truth of God's word, as you're learning through Bible study, you can learn also from other men and women of God. Get audiobooks in your car. Get in a Bible memory program. Saturate yourself with biblical truth so that you can be a lifelong learner. Then be at church when there's an opportunity to learn. Be at church when there's an opportunity to learn. We don't want to be one of those churches that has just one service a week, and if you show up for that one service, you'll have 40 minutes of entertaining emotional music followed by a 10 to 15 minute inspirational talk that is Bible flavored. No, here at Thompson Road, we emphasize learning. So we have Sunday school, and we have morning service. And we have evening service, we have midweek service, and other supplementary ministries that can help you have many opportunities to learn. Take advantage of those. Again, the Bible doesn't tell us how many times we should be at church, so we've tried to find a good balance at Thompson Road about what to offer to make available to you for scriptural learning. Make it a serious matter of prayer. It's not a matter of spirituality, whoever shows up the most. It's not that you'll be judged for missing this service or that. It's about getting alone with God, about making it a matter of seeking his will and saying, Lord, what is the best use of my time? Do you want me to be involved in these learning opportunities that are offered by my church? You know, we are talking about flattening the curve. That's a big part of the stay-at-home order that we're under right now, is trying to keep there from being a spike in the number of disease cases that are reported and flatten that curve by isolating ourselves. Well, we've talked from the beginning of the year about flattening the curve when it comes to church attendance. That is, we usually have our highest attendance in the Sunday morning service, and then maybe about half of that for Sunday evening or Wednesday evening. And as we seek to flatten the curve, it's interesting that as we've had these online services, we've seen that take place, that a lot of people who maybe can't drive at night or other things that have kept them from evening services, we've seen 2/3, even up to 3/4 participate in the evening services during the week. So we want to continue that. We want to encourage you that when there's an opportunity to learn, to be here at church. And then one more takeaway, to be equipped to pass on what you have learned. To say, I don't want to be the final link on that chain. I want to learn so that I can be equipped to help others. Never adopt the mindset that says, well, I just don't have an academic mind. I'm a poor reader. I'm a bad listener. I just don't really, my mind doesn't absorb truth that well. I'll let the other heavy lifting go to other people and just kind of absorb whatever I can by osmosis. That might have gotten you through grade school math or high school science, but that rationale isn't going to hold up. at the judgment seat of Christ, where we are going to be held accountable for the revelation that was made available to us, for the church that God brought us to, that he gave spiritual gifts and he gave spiritual leaders so that the saints could be equipped to do the work of the ministry. That is a chain link that you are responsible for, that you bear that weight of responsibility of the Bible knowledge that's been revealed and made available to you, that you would study it, that you would learn it, and that you would act on it so that the church can be built up, so that we can grow together in unity, and so that we can mature to become more like Christ. Make these matters of prayer. We wouldn't want our soldiers to sleep in and miss their drills. We wouldn't want our athletes to watch TV and skip their workouts and represent our country. And we wouldn't want our farmers to go on vacation when they should be planting or harvesting. We would find that detrimental in many ways. Nor should we as Christians neglect the opportunities that God has given us to learn his precious truths. So again, the goal of all this is not just so that we would fill our heads with knowledge and be smarter Christians than someone else, but so that we would be equipped to be involved in building God's church and advancing his kingdom.